From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Oh, push that button.
Ooh, and the Crazy Boys are back. It's Will and Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Art Farley here on Travel World. Welcome.
Good morning,
Good
Stephen
morning,
Pickford.
Everybody.
And, of course, on our panel as a regular contributor now, Art Farley. Of course, Saturday mornings we have the Art of Travel, just like on Sunday mornings at the same time, 11 a.m., there's the Art of Finance, Art Wiederman. So I guess Art is the name of Liberty Works, just like Mitch used to be back at our old
pretty
station.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yes.
But we'd like to welcome to our show a brand new control op and him in Montreal. His name is Yohav. We call him the Yo-Man, not Yo-Man Rand, unless Art wants to dress him up in a miniskirt.
That's coming.
Yohav, say hi.
Hey, everybody. I'm the new guy here, so everybody gets to make fun of me for, two, 3 months, and then that's it?
Oh, hopefully longer than that.
And then hopefully longer.
It has to be longer. We're just celebrating today our 150th episode.
That's
of
right.
Woo-hoo!
Travel
World. Three years on the air.
World.
So
absolutely.
The fun continues, and what we've going to do over the next coming months, an idea that came to us this week when I attended a reception sponsored by the Southeast Tourism Society, representing the tourism interests of the southeastern United States, is to feature on a monthly basis during our 48 to 58 part of the hour some of the attractions and festivals and activities going on in some of Liberty Works affiliate hometowns.
One of the first ones we wanted to do was Abbeville, South Carolina.
Abbeville, home of WABV 1590 AM. And some of
you have a sheet there on Abbeville.
Yes,
don't you?
I have Abbeville. Did you know that the Burt Stark Mansion in Abbeville, it's a Greek Revival historic home. It was the site of the final meeting of the Confederate War Council with President Jefferson Davis on May 2nd, 1865. That's in Abbeville, South Carolina. So for the
Vic would love that.
Avid Civil War buff out there, Abbeville is a very special place. I was talking to the representative of South Carolina Tourism. Great antique stores, lovely little restaurants, a restored downtown district. Gets to let us know that no matter where you live in the United States or Canada, big city, a small town, there is so much going on in your own community to be proud of that people want to visit your town, and of course you want to visit their town. It's a cross-promotion of tourism interests. There is another city in South Carolina with a station, WLMA 1350. And
which city, Steve?
In Greenwood, South Carolina.
Greenwood.
And there was actually something in my press kit, materials given to us by the Southeast Tourism Society from Emerald Farm. And it's a farm located on the edge of the city of Greenwood and 75 acres of rolling pastures. And they were handing out every item made out of goat's milk, goat milk lotion, and goat milk soap.
And goat's milk soup,
delicious.
Goat's milk pizza,
all natural salmon goat milk soak.
Goat's milk shock absorbers?
No, not everything. Complete usage of the goat, no. Salmon goat milk soap, body
bad.
Products. Now, there's
bad.
A natural
goat milk cream.
Great for the skin.
Great for bachelors.
No, it's either goat's milk or it's cream, Art.
One or the other, and not to put them two together.
Either way, they're good for bachelors.
There's a natural food store on site, but here's something even more interesting.
John Brody should take note.
There is a hobby store on site.
Hobby store. Oh, yeah.
So you can rent your car.
I told you, goat milk cream, you got a hobby going.
And, of course, for anybody named Farley, you want to go visit the hobby store.
Karim Farley, not Art Farley.
Yeah.
Artie Farley had a party, and all the farts were there. Till Trudy Fruity lit a beauty, and all the farts went out for air.
You're such a poet, Art. I mean, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow can't hold his own against you. They are going to have a new course at Harvard, the poetry of Art Farley.
They're going to open a country for me.
They're going to send you actually to the Emerald Farm in Greenwood.
But and they're going to stick walls
around New York
City. Is that a
dominatrix farm where he has to work for whatever?
We have like one of those locations. Cartersville, Georgia has the oldest outdoor advertisement for Coca-Cola products going back to around 1890. That's in Cartersville, Georgia, and I've asked them to send me a whole pile of information. WYKC, 1270 AM in Cartersville. There's just so much going on. Washington, North Carolina, WDLX 930, and the North Carolina Estuarium exhibits art and science about North Carolina's sounds and coastal rivers.
Well, that'd be nice.
Pamlico River waterfront in downtown Washington. So, Washington, North Carolina, there is so much to see, and these are places that nobody would necessarily
have
heard
of. Well, that was inspired.
Of.
No, but seriously, we want to visit these places. We want to see the local places where Liberty Works is carried, and also invite other stations to carry Liberty Works because we believe in the network.
And great talk shows throughout the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, of informative programming.
And you can catch the repeats of the shows on the internet. It's new, like
yes,
last
new
week.
New in addition to the Liberty Works website, www.libertyworksradio.com. Click on Archives and then click on Travel World, and you can listen to
the, last
the
show
for the current week. So if you can't necessarily tune in Saturdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, hey, you can listen to the show during the week or heard something that was of great interest to you, tell your friends. They can tune in at their leisure during the week and also tune in to some of the other shows that they may not get a chance to listen to during the week. For example, a noon to three, the Zoe Show, Monday to Friday. So some great programming across America on the Liberty
Iceland
Works Network.
Air, they listen to the Zoe Show.
Yes, talking to Debbie Scott at
they
Iceland
stopped
Air.
Their strike for you guys, didn't they?
Yeah, we're supposed to be heading off. I have my tickets. Firmly in hand. I have my tickets firmly in hand, so we are heading up
I know
there's
something else
Thursday.
You had firmly in hand.
And that will be on board the aircraft after I had a 757.
That's where the goat and milk cream come into.
Yeah, we're connecting the dots now.
He does nothing with goats on an airplane. He does that in the pasture.
He's a bad boy.
Yes, well, thank you, Frosty.
yeah, Frosty.
Frosty. We're going to meet some of the interesting characters in Iceland. We're trying to arrange an interview with the leader of Iceland's Pagans. There's an article about him this month's National Geographic. An interesting story about the evolution of the Vikings. The Vikings landing in North America 1,000 years ago.
Did you know that their helmets did not have horns? So the historical person must have got the term of horny Viking wrong.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
Maybe he was just a horny Viking.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody translated it wrong. So coming up after the quarter after break, we're going to be speaking to Melanie Reffes. She's back from Tokyo.
Again?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So once a month. I know how entertained you are.
We got to get that sound clip, you know, from Rocky and
Bullwinkle.
I got to
get my daughter.
Every time you announce Melanie Reffes, I got to play the, you know, where Rocky the squirrel goes, again!
Hey, Rocky, why'd you pull a rabbit in my hat?
Again! Oh.
Yes.
Now here's Thank something you. I hope you'll really like.
Really like it this morning on Travel World.
Come on, Rocky.
Learning about Tokyo on Travel World this morning.
Tokyo.
Feature destination.
So that's where Melanie went.
Yes, on the...
You didn't withhold her return coupon.
No, no, she went alone, so nobody could do that. Nobody could do that. Why would you want to do that, Willem?
Oh, we never know. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. Stay tuned
listening.
To Liberty Works Radio Network and the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
I heard that.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Catch. The hospital where I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer offered only traditional treatments.
Cancer survivor Linda Brown.
I was determined to fight. I wanted more options. I kept asking them, what about nutrition and supplements? What about alternative treatments? Finally, their oncologist said, try Cancer Treatment Centers of America. They had everything I was looking for. Cancer Treatment Centers of America helped me get my life back. Everyone at their hospitals is on the cutting edge of their field. They treated me, the whole person, not just the tumor, with a personalized treatment plan. It included the latest medical technology and advanced nutritional therapy to stimulate my immune system to fight my disease.
Find out about our alternative treatment options. Call toll-free 1-800-234-2493.
Today, I have no sign of cancer.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, winning the fight against cancer every day.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions on the spot at tens of thousands of locations nationwide. Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may
vary.
The truth behind the income tax. Finally, a video which can explain to you the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Tired of
I have Melanie on the line ready to go.
Tired of you and your spouse having to sometimes work more than one job each just to plug that drain? The truth behind the income tax. An eye-opening video, yours for only $24 postpaid. Order now. Make check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. Learn the lawful way to keep the government's hands out of your pockets. Learn the misconceptions
but
of
your girlfriend's
Social Security
hands
numbers
in them.
And employment taxes. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax.
Are you
tax.
Keeping Melanie on to Twitter up?
Yeah, we are. Potter up when we say so there.
The iWave is here.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Revolutionizing audio on the World Wide Web. CommandCast.
Breakthrough sound quality.
Best digital audio available.
Unbeaten delivery speed.
Audio within 4 seconds of request.
Welcome to the iWave.
Welcome to CommandCast.
Call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
CommandCast.
At the forefront of change.
30.
Denzel Washington for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
In my hand, I'm holding a 2-inch by 3-inch piece of paper that has kept millions of young people off drugs, out of gangs, and in school. It's a membership card from the Boys and Girls Clubs. Every day, another 300 kids will join clubs all across
15.
The country. That's 300 kids who will be picking up a membership card instead of a gun or a needle or a knife. You can help. Support the Boys and Girls Clubs, the positive place for kids.
To learn more, call 1-800-854-CLUB.
Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Art Farley, and Yohav, the Yo-Man. Not Yo-Man,
Yo-Man.
Next week, we are headed off to beautiful Reykjavik, Iceland.
Yes, our
this time for real.
Bone trip, but we're heading off on Thursday evening on Iceland Air from one of their North American hubs, Halifax, Nova Scotia. And there's also service out of Minneapolis.
And Halifax?
Yes,
the
that's
hub?
Their Canadian hub, but there's also service out of Minneapolis and Baltimore, Washington, New York, Kennedy, Boston, and Orlando on Boeing 757 equipment, offering a business class cabin, Saga business class, where our seats are confirmed, seats 1, A, and C, so we don't have far to get to the galley, don't have
Absolutely.
Far to get to the washroom. So.
And unlike our guest last week, I happen to like Boeing airplanes, although you do wonder the wisdom of calling an airplane Boeing, huh? Yes, you know, they call it high flyer.
Mysteries.
Let's go up in the high flyer. We're going to go on the Boeing.
The aliens, the U.S. government.
Conspiracy, that's a good word for the Liberty Works, yeah. We also have, why do they call airports terminal?
Yes.
I mean, I said.
Final stop in front of the terminal building.
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, they have these white knuckle flyers. They have to exacerbate it by the captain saying, we're now making our final approach. I'm going, oh my God, I got things I still want to do.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it because we're going to be touring next week at this time. It will be late afternoon in Iceland.
That's
right. We'll be coming back from our day tour to some of the various geological formations, the geysers, the historic site of the first Icelandic parliament.
The very old faithful.
And we'll be having...
your golf clubs.
Oh, yes.
Well, yes, we're gonna actually, they're going to supply us with some clubs when we get out there.
And we're going to be...
Apparently, I just couldn't make it.
That's
you
right.
You couldn't make
you
it.
You see, I had a problem with my Gnecht the Gazoing.
Yeah.
I'm a little verklempt this week. I just can't make it.
Can't make it to the trip. But somebody who did make a trip, and that's our main topic for today, is Melanie Reffes. And we're going to a faraway land. Of course, Willem has said many times in the past, can we send Melanie somewhere far, far away? So we actually did. And she has just come back from Tokyo, which... which is the land of the setting sun, Japan. Very exotic. Good morning, Melanie Reffes.
The rising sun, isn't it?
How are you, all three of you?
Hey, Melanie, how you doing?
Pretty good. Is Japan far away enough for you, Willem?
The other side of the planet.
It is indeed.
Too bad it's a sphere, huh?
What an enchanting land it is for anyone who's ever been there. It's completely enticing and enthralling, I must say. A very beautiful city.
Now, people hear Japan, it's the other side of the world. They think it's going to be such a long flight. How difficult a destination is it to reach?
Actually, it isn't, and you're quite right. People think that it's so far that they're better off sticking closer to home for a vacation, but absolutely not, and I'll give all our American listeners a big tip, and that is to cross the Canadian border, get yourself to Toronto, and take a direct flight nonstop from Toronto to Tokyo. It's very, very user-friendly. There's 31 flights a week on a rather large aircraft, and Stephen, of course, you know this better, but it's a 284-seater A340 aircraft. That's a big plane.
Oh, and very new in the fleet, too. It's only come into service the last couple of years as a brand-new addition, Air Canada replacing their 747s, and, of course, before that, the L-1011. So the Airbus wide-bodies have taken over their fleet, brand-new equipment, one of the newest fleets in North America.
It's also a very new route, having started just on April 3rd, and as I say, it's direct from Toronto to Tokyo, leaving about 10:30 in the morning Eastern Time, and getting to Tokyo midday the following day. So it's very easy to sleep on a plane like that. It's a large plane, as you say, and Air Canada is offering a bonus now. They're a part of the Star Alliance, as we all know, which includes many different airlines around the world, and it's double points until August 31st. So I highly recommend all our American listeners, get yourself up to Canada. Double points means you can pretty well guarantee yourself a free flight within North America when you get home.
Free North American ticket.
Yeah, quite a good idea. And if you have a few bucks to burn, I got to recommend business class.
The seats go
down all the way. The food's fabulous. You're almost sorry after 13 hours that you have to get off the plane. It's wonderful.
And it's more comfortable on board the aircraft than maybe where you're going to end up staying the night in Tokyo.
I guess.
Yeah, it's really great. It's a wonderful new service, as they say, and it's very reasonably priced. And, of course, the Canadian dollar being worth what it is, it's a double bargain for our American listeners to take a Canadian air carrier over to Tokyo. So that's my tip for travel over there.
Now, how can you prepare well for your vacation? People like to research in advance, and they may not want to just arrive in Tokyo sight unseen and start trying to comprehend the language and how to get the best information.
I think that's a good question, really, because on shorter haul destinations, we don't really do that much preparation. But if we're going to go as far away as Japan, I think there are a couple of things you should do before you leave. The first one is pick up a copy of The Lonely Planet Guide to Japan. I checked a bunch of the guidebooks out, and The Lonely Planet seemed to me to be the most user-friendly, the easiest to understand. It's a small size, so you can pack it with you, and it's a quite interesting reading. The other thing that is really mandatory is to give in North America, the JNTO, which is the Japan National Tourist Organization, a call. They'll send you all kinds of information. They'll assist you in hotel booking. They'll give you all kinds of tips on the airport, sites to do, maps, subway maps. There's several offices in the United States. The big one is in New York, and we'll give that number out. It's 212-757-5640. And for our listeners scattered in other cities, they also have offices in Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., and Toronto. And if you don't want to pick the phone up, you can log on to their website, which is www.jnto.go.jp. And it's everything you need to know about a vacation in Japan, and they're most, most helpful.
Well, some of the items on their website includes a searchable English language timetable, fare charts for train trips and flights around Japan, so you don't have to start figuring out those schedules when you arrive. You input your point of departure and destination, and the information just comes up. There's a online reservation capability for over 8,000 hotels and inns, and these can be very reasonably priced properties because, again, there's a perception out there that Japan is very expensive.
Yes, indeed, there is a perception. We've all heard the stories about the $100 cantaloupes, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, it is a pricey city, Tokyo.
$100 cantaloupe.
Yeah, it's in a box.
Steven knows all about the $100 melons.
Usually they come in a pair.
Don't I know you from the International Cream Club?
Usually Steven does.
Haven't I met you before at the International Cream Club?
It is quite an expensive city. I mean, all of us, you know, we've heard all the stories about it. But there are ways in which to make it an affordable vacation. And, Stephen, as you said, the JNTO website will steer you in the right direction according to your own budget. One of the things I should add that's absolutely free in Tokyo, if you can imagine, we rarely use the words free and Tokyo.
Free,
in the same sentence.
Our favorite word.
Yeah, free in Tokyo is a big-ticket item, actually. There's something the JNTO offers called the Goodwill Guides, and it's a network, of 50,000 retired people across the country who will escort you for a full day anywhere throughout the city
escorts
that you're located
in.
And it's for free. It's a wonderful, wonderful service, and it's a great way to get introduced to the country. And I was just in the city of Tokyo and to the city of Tokyo.
Did you take the Shinkansen high-speed train at all?
I did, actually, but I only took it myself after I was introduced to it by the guide.
Okay.
Because some of those things are a bit daunting to a Westerner getting over there for the first time. And if you're going to use the Goodwill Guide service, which I suggest you definitely do, do it at the beginning of your vacation so that they will break the ice, as it were, for all kinds of things, including, as you say, railway service, subway service.
You break ice like Karate Kid. Six pieces of ice.
Yeah, just
wash
getting
on, wash off.
And it's wonderful to have a local person with you, too. I mean, they can, you know, give you anecdotes about things, suggest certain areas depending on your interests. They're all English-speaking guides as well, I should point out. What? They do offer several other languages, if that would be your choice, you can specify.
Really?
And you can reserve one by calling the JNTO, either from North America or when you get to Japan. They only need about a day or two notice. And the guide will come right to your hotel, by the way. All you have to do is pay for their subway ticket to get to your hotel. It's totally free. They'll spend the whole day with you. It's completely enjoyable, and it's a wonderful idea.
Sounds like one of the best deals that you can have. We're coming up to half past the hour here on Travel World. Have to take a short break for a news update with Mark Allen of the Liberty Works News Center in Maryland. And then we'll be back with more about Japan with Melanie Reffis. Stay listening on Travel World across America via satellite on the Liberty Works radio network. We'll be learning a bit more about where Melanie stayed, where she visited.
What she ate.
Hey,
she did for free.
That's right.
Everything there is to do.
After leaving the Cream Club.
That's right.
Everything there is to do. I don't know whether there is a Cream Club. I have to ask Dan about that, whether he's going to open a branch in beautiful Tokyo.
That's
good. We'll get it happening.
I'm sure he could find...
I like the Club Cheers in the West Island of Montreal here. One side is a Videodrome. The other side is Dan McAleer's place.
And we stay on the Videodrome.
Stay tuned to Travel World on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Something the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Pain, anxiety, frustration, and satisfaction. Reuters News Service says those are some of the emotions in families of victims of the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 before the start of next week's trial of two suspected Libyan agents. For many of the relatives who make up the victims of Pan Am Flight 103 group in the United States, the trial is the final culmination of an 11-year mission to find answers and justice in the December 21st, 1988 aircraft bombing, which took place over the village of Lockerbie, Scotland. It killed 270 people. Most of them were Americans. China's top envoy on Taiwan affairs says Beijing and Taipei should settle their differences peacefully through dialogue. But Taiwan must accept the One China principle as a precondition for negotiations, according to local television there. Wang Zhouhan, chairman of the Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits, made the remarks to a U.S. delegation visiting Shanghai that included Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman and four congressmen. New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says he will attend fewer events over the next couple of weeks in his U.S. Senate campaign against First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton to consult doctors about his newly diagnosed prostate cancer. Giuliani, the Republican mayor of New York and a former federal prosecutor, best known for overseeing the sharpest reduction in New York City crime in decades, assured New Yorkers on his weekly radio address from City Hall that he was in very good spirits, that he is considering the different treatment options needed for a cure. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Marion Ross with an important message about memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study, looking at ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion throughout the study. For more information, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655 or www.memorystudy.org.
We all have a part to play in ending memory loss.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew. Some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how
30?
Long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Oh, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
15?
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
Get on top, cream. You will cop, cream. Don't you stop, cream.
Ah, yes, and that's the, speaking of the Cream Club.
Yes, it's a great place to visit in Montreal if you're ever in town.
The Cream
Welcome
Club.
Back to a Travel World. Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and
Art Farley.
Art Farley.
And the Yo Man in studio, our new control op.
Yeah, welcome, guy.
Yo Man is famous for having done on Concordia Radio. He used to send chickens across Sherbrooke Street, interview them.
Interview them. Why did they cross?
Les Nessman from WKRP, but he wasn't
Tell us about the chicken episode.
Okay, well, it was basically why did the chicken cross the road? So we decided to get a real chicken and find out what the chicken had about that. We all dressed up in tuxedos. My tuxedo was two sizes too small, so I had like the pants were really short. The button was all tied, and we tied the chicken with one of those dog collars type thing, but for the body.
You choked it. You tell me you choked your chicken.
You choked your chicken.
I choked my chicken.
He's a bachelor.
In public.
Where's the cream?
Yeah.
Well, the chicken took off.
In Greenwood, South Carolina.
The chicken took off?
Well, the chicken took off. Just ran. It slipped out of our hands.
His head cut off.
No, it wasn't like, what was that? That headless chicken from the state somewhere? I forgot what his name.
I had it forever going to be searching for his new home at the barbecue restaurant.
Anyway, back
to
Japan. Food.
Yeah. Talking
about food. Ralph Lockwood back to Montreal to talk about this guy.
Oh,
this
chicken.
Melody Reffes is with us this morning talking about her trip to Tokyo. And before we took our break, we were talking about the Goodwill guides. Now, Melody, you had the guide take you around. Where did your guide suggest that you visit? Where did he or she take you as part of your Tokyo travel experience?
He was a lovely gentleman, actually, a retired geologist, and knew the city inside out. I should say that Tokyo is a dazzling city. If you can imagine, Stephen and Willem, it's 12 million people there in some 800 square miles. So the possibilities to explore are virtually endless. And with the guide, the first stop was the Imperial Palace, which I highly suggest to anybody who wants a little sort of oasis of serenity in a frenzied city. Home, of course, to the Emperor of Japan. It's got huge, wide-open spaces, parks, tons of strolling opportunities, moats, all kinds of things. Very, very beautiful benches, a great place to have a picnic lunch of course, sushi, and just sort of relax, take a little break from all the other sightseeing. So that was fun. By the way, the palace is open to the public.
Melanie?
Two times. Yeah?
Hi, this is the Yeoman. I got a couple of questions about Tokyo. I read an article in Maxim magazine or something saying that Tokyo is the new Manhattan. Is that possible?
Well, it's much, much larger. In fact, it makes Manhattan really seem like a tiny, tiny, small town. It's
serious?
Got
wow.
so many people, but it is the most efficient city system I've ever seen. It's ordered and polite, completely safe all hours of the day or night. It's very, very clean. Everyone is so, so helpful, makes you feel completely, completely welcome. As crowded as it is, you just feel that, you know, it's an honor to be there, and people make an extra effort to speak English.
Right.
Many of the signs are now also in English and, of course, in Japanese,
Great.
So it's easy to take the trains, and it's very, very, very efficient, as I said. It's you just feel that you're completely on your own and safe, and there's just no problems whatsoever, which is a bit of a difference from
Melanie?
New York, but it obviously has the cosmopolitan feel to it.
Melly, you know, like in New York, all the taxi drivers seem to be from Tokyo. In Tokyo, are all the taxi drivers from the States?
No, of course they're not. They're from Japan.
Okay,
and
I got another
very,
question.
Very helpful.
Okay.
They're very helpful. You just tell, they understand English, a lot of them. You just tell them where you're going, or you have a hotel brochure with a name in Japanese.
Get one that doesn't, eh?
And it's very easy. Let me tell you a couple of other areas that are fun, worth exploring. The Asakusa area, where I went with my guide, is unbelievable. It's home to the oldest temple and shrine in Japan, built in the year 628, if you can believe.
Mm.
Very calm and serene and rich with history, and a lot of people praying and just kind of chilling out by the shrine. And then right next to it is the largest
Manny Witt's
shopping
Museum?
Arcade.
The shrine.
Tokyo.
Melanie, you know, Melanie?
Yeah.
Hi, it's me, the Yeoman. I just wanted to tell you, I have a little bit of Buddhist in me.
Well, you certainly, the main religion actually over there is Shinto, and the shrines, I mean, regardless of what faith anybody is, the shrines are a definite must-see. For North Americans who do go to the Sensijo Temple in the Asakusa area, as I was saying before, it's right next to the largest shopping arcade in Tokyo, which is 90 shops selling just about everything you can imagine, crafts and food, and it's a whole lot of fun. So
I haven't imagined. imagination.
It's really great. Really great. There's also an information center right next to the, right across the street from the shrine, and they'll give you all kinds of brochures in English,
etc. That would be the FedEx building. No, that's the Shrine of Mani Wit.
Would you find that there's more walking traffic as opposed to vehicles driving around? I mean, are there more people walking around?
Yeah, there's a lot of people walking around. Some of the subways have 2 million people using them every day, certain stops. Shinjuku, which is the big, vigorous part of Tokyo, has that many millions of people coming out of the subway every day. But it's so organized that you just don't bump into anybody, and the streets day and night are packed with people. It's very fast-paced.
It's like an organized mess.
And it's not. It's very organized. You're really quite right. Restaurants are open, you know, all hours of the day or night. Everything is open. Stores. It's got a real vibrant sort of sense to it.
Melanie Willem here. Just to ask you, are the signs, like the subways and whatever, are they written in English or is it all with kanji characters?
No, they are written in English, and there are
kanji
subway
is what
maps.
It's called.
Is it?
When you get into the subways, there's a little information booth. They'll give you a map in English.
Okay.
And then all of the subway stops are labeled in English. So the subways are absolutely fabulous. They run on time. They run all the time. And it's very easy to navigate your way because the subway stops are written in English.
Right.
And I actually suggest that you get on the subway and just take the whole loop so you can get a good idea. The underground subway is one system, and the JR is the above ground. And it's really fun to just get on it one day and just stay on the whole loop and you
Melanie?
Can sort of see.
Is it like riding a subway in the U.S.?
It's exactly like riding a subway in the States, except it's completely organized, very, very clean, and the most efficient subway system I've ever been on, and I've been on many, of course, in North America, but it's the most efficient.
Melanie, I got a question about sushi. I love sushi here, man. I can eat that stuff like by the truckloads. But I find it really expensive. Like $3-4 for a roll is completely crazy. Is sushi cheaper there?
Yes, it is, actually. I often paid about 60 American cents for a piece of sushi, and it is the most delicious. And, of course, you can get it in every corner store and in every high-end restaurant, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful treat. A couple of pieces and sit on a park bench or a full dinner at night. It's really, really, really great.
I heard people walk around eating cones there, just like it's like McDonald's or something. Is that true? Like,
yes, they do. They do, and it's a very healthy food to eat, of course, as well. So it's a great
sushi and cones.
Would you like salmon sushi slush?
Sushi slush. The sushi snow.
There's
cone.
Always some different treats that you can have.
Special 49 cents for you.
Just thinking of the sushi. What are some of the other restaurant picks that you had a chance to experience? Other than, for example, sushi, we talked about sushi, but what other things do they like to eat in Japan?
Well, food is such a big part of the lifestyle in Tokyo, and the food is prepared so beautifully. And one of the places I stopped in for lunch was the Four Seasons Hotel. And it is a magnificent property, one of the best in Tokyo, with gardens and all kinds of beautiful outdoor scenery. A lot of people get married there for the photo opportunities. The restaurants, just four of them, are fabulous, and I quite highly suggest anybody wanting phone, which is a great, great idea. They just started, and it's quite popular, apparently, with the business travelers.
Well, the hotels in Japan can be expensive as well. How can somebody go about cutting their costs when it comes to accommodations in Japan?
I think, Stephen, you suggested the best way earlier, which was to log on to the JNTO website, and then you'll be able to sort of look at your price range. I'll just give you a little tip, though. I stayed at a place called the Creston Hotel, which is a Japanese three-story hotel, quite inexpensive, and it's in the Shibuya neighborhood, which is a wonderfully funky, trendy area that has miles and miles of streets and shopping to walk around. And anybody going to, of course, you know, as you said, there's 8 million hotels at least, but the Creston was a lovely, lovely choice, and it has Western amenities, and the location is absolutely fabulous, about 5 minutes from the subway.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time in Tokyo, and want to give out those telephone numbers again. Air Canada, 1-888-247-2262, www.aircanada.ca. Japan National Tourist Organization, 212-757-5640. On the net at www.jnto.go.jp. And thanks for introducing us to a little different side of Tokyo, and I know you'll want to explore a little bit more of the country. Got to go back there. And
I will indeed. It's definitely one trip there gives you a taste for a much longer vacation, so I'm already planning my next one and see what else I can explore.
Have they got the same donuts out there as they have here?
Okay, taking a break right now. Stay tuned to Liberty Works on the and Travel World. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason
enough?
Am
I still
to
keep Melanie on?
Sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day
Sorry, Bonnie,
can
go ahead.
For a needy child.
Am I still
food,
to keep Melanie on?
No.
Proper medical care, whatever
Wish
is needed
goodbye
most.
Your very
As
best.
A Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend
Tell
the
her thanks a lot.
To a needy girl or boy.
Okay.
Please call now. 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now. 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Save the Patriot Fellowship wants you to be aware of the following fact. The federal tax law does not allow the Internal Revenue Service to issue a notice of deficiency on the wage of any citizen living and working within a state of the union. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website at www.save-a-patriot.org and call 410-857-4441 or write to SAP, Box 91, Westminster, Maryland, 21158 for more information.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phone. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
15.
Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
I want to get away, fly away. Willem back is Stephen Pickford, Art Farley, and the Yo Man. Welcome back to Travel World Segment 4. We're just about to fly away to Iceland next week.
Yes, in 5 days' time, we'll be boarding Air Canada, connecting to Iceland Air over Halifax. So something to look forward to.
We're going to have that day in Halifax where we get to spend time at the hotel.
The airport inn at Halifax Airport with its indoor pool, whirlpool, 24-hour airport shuttle service connecting you from the airport terminal building, and you can have a good home-cooked meal in their restaurant rather than airport food. It's only 3 minutes from the terminal building to the airport inn, and if you have a long connection, or actually were telling me they're very popular with crews going over to some of the offshore oil rigs they overnight, and their average guest stays there less than 24 hours. They're actually in there for 9 hours, 10 hours. They come in late.
That's not unlike Jay's Rooming House over on St. Denis Street. Their average guest lasts, what, maybe 45 minutes?
Yeah, so you would know. You work. You work, client. I do give you that.
Yeah, and you weren't.
No, I've never been there. I've never been there. I only know from people telling me what goes on in those places.
Yeah.
The big thing that came up at the Southeast Tourism, and they gave me some brochures from Southwest Louisiana.
Yes.
And Southwest Louisiana.
We also have, Southwest.
Southwest. Monroe's in the Northeast, but it's only around a 3-hour drive from Monroe down to these areas. Lake Charles, Sulphur, Westlake. There's Westlake, Louisiana. And this is a home, they said, we have alligators here, but these are friendly alligators. They say, they don't chase people. People walk through them. They're trying to tell me the difference between an alligator and a crocodile, and alligators that have been displaced from swamps are much more aggressive.
Displaced alligators? Displaced. They have a displaced alligator home?
Oh, and
what does that mean?
That told me alligators that are mentally challenged.
Not going to ask them to go on a trip of the bayou. I will take their word for it.
Actually, the bayou is really cool.
Yes, we have.
Born on the Bayou.
Born on the Bayou. We have some Lafayette music we will play at a future date.
Yes.
We have to.
Do you have the CD with you here?
I gave it to you earlier.
I think it's upstairs.
For the Willem Backus Music Library.
That's right, the Willem Backus Music Library.
Where is it? I'll go get it.
It's upstairs. You'll find it. It's on the kitchen
you
table.
You might find it by the end of next week.
On the kitchen table?
Go get it.
I'm right back. Start counting.
Yes. We'll send you minions.
We have the timer here for Mr. Art Farley. This is his challenge to be going to the top floor of the BBC building.
Travel World Building.
Yeah,
yes, on top floor. If you've been to Rockefeller Center in New York,
this is not it.
And then get it out of your imagination. Somebody actually asked me that when we were at the old CIQC in Montreal, which came out of a building that was old in the 1930s, and somebody said, "Is the Metro Media Broadcasting Center like Rockefeller Center?" I said, "Well, yes, we do have skating in the."
Just outside of the building, but that's the
building.
Parking
that's
lot across the way.
They have not iced it. They have not put down any salt or sand. So.
Well, that's because of the Verdun blue collar worker strike.
Yes, it was a blue collar worker strike. But they call it the Creole Nature Trail. It's a national scenic byway. That is what it has been designated as. Southwest Louisiana, they call it Louisiana's Outback. Here is their
I didn't know they had a Subaru there.
All art is but an imitation of nature. How right they are. And they have not even been to Montreal.
That was good.
I was talking before the show. Willem, here's a good question for you.
Here comes Art.
It wasn't on the kitchen counter. I had to look for this.
So he's got Sam
Kinson or haircut.
He's got Sam Kinison and George Thorogood.
This dude kind of looks like
this is not the right tape.
It's not the right tape. It's upstairs on the kitchen table.
Well, we will have it for in 2 weeks' time.
Well, there's a beautiful song called Our Blonde from Louisiana.
The Bayou Blonde.
The Bayou Blonde, of course.
And you know who? Jolie Blonde.
Jolie Blonde. And you know, Jolie is, of course, French for beautiful or pretty. And you know who we're going to play that for?
Yeah, that will be somebody's theme song.
Yes.
Somebody's theme
As
song.
Opposed to My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
Yeah, I think this is
that was your second clue.
Professional musicians, and has been recorded, and that was not the right tape, Bart, so heavy panting, heavy breathing.
So
we'll
how long
that.
Did it take me?
That sounds like Art's regular phone calls.
Well, probably 1 minute, but it doesn't count because you can't get it right.
I'm just a little verklempt. I listened to Melanie for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, and you're just overwhelmed. Just overwhelmed. As I was saying before the show, Willem, we were literary people. We
That's
love
us.
Going to museums and seeing the historical aspect of an author's life, a poet's life.
Yeah.
And, of course, as I was mentioning to Art actually earlier, F. Scott Fitzgerald, if his middle name had been Arthur instead, would he have wanted to be
Fitzgerald?
Would he have wanted to? I said no.
Only there we go.
Oh yes, so the crazy guys.
Yeah,
crazy thought just going through our heads. But
Stephen is
particularly when you go on a trip, you read and you just have time to get the ideas in your head.
Bring some goat cream.
Some goat cream.
Goat
cream.
No.
Those lonely
you remember that movie Kingpin? And that.
Oh, I never saw that.
Well, what was his name there? The guy comes back and he says, Randy Quaid. He comes back with a bucket and he says, I milked your cow for you. He says, no, we don't have a cow. We got a bull.
Oh! Bull cream.
You bet. Bull cream, a little dabble do you. Bull cream.
Yeah, that's not going to have it caught on. The consultants didn't think it would go on to a.
That's got to have something to do with that movie, something about Mary, you know, bull cream. Is that hair gel? No.
Yeah.
Remember last year we went to Jamaica for the annual humidity festival?
Yeah, humidity festival.
It was around 110
degrees.
I was
grabbing onto the air conditioning grates and trying to breathe in like that.
Well, they have spring, summer, and fall promotions, rates starting as low as $35 per night. They call it Jamaica's best value of the season, and this is in the grill.
35 a night in the grill?
Yeah, 35 a night. That's per room, not per person.
This is not... This is not the resorts, is it?
No, there's a number.
These are
of
the little shanties next to the resort.
No, they're sponsored by the Negril chapter of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourism Association. I mean, it starts at 35. This is the key word in travel.
Negril is,
but they have honeymooners and Negril. You get six night free with 5 nights stay, or they have.
I think the honeymooners make it a grill.
1 and 2 star properties are $35 a night, but the 3 and 4 star properties are $50 a night with a minimum stay of 3 nights. This is May 15th to June 15th, and get more information at 1-800-JAMAICA, members of the Jamaica Hotel and Travel Association, Jamaica Tourism. So if you're thinking of a spring getaway, Jamaica could be the place to go.
Oh, yes, we can go.
Come back to romance.
Come back to Jamaica. You can stay at the Langille Kennels of Jamaican resorts, the Sandals, right by the airport.
Well, when we were doing our show from the beach at Montego Bay, the planes, their wheels were still down as they were going over. They were taking off, and
we could count the number of bolts on the wheels.
The landing gear. Yes. When you get a hotel brochure and they say near airport, it's either near the airport because it's almost at the end of the runway, or it is near the airport because it's like 60 minutes from the airport. You're close by, but everything is minutes away, isn't it? So.
Everything is minutes, whether it's 600 minutes or... it's like my friend telling me about how the Abbeville transmitter was... Oh, it's only 75 linear miles from Charlotte, where he is.
Yeah, linear miles, yes.
He says Montreal is only 600 linear miles.
Blocked out by many trees, buildings, and mountains in the interim.
What does linear mile mean?
Is that means in a line. That's what it means. Art, you talk too loud. That's why I got to pot down your mic.
How's that?
Yes.
There.
Hey,
quiet down. Travel World karaoke on Saturday morning.
That's a new concept.
He's already clipping, and he's barely talking.
Oh, yes, another week comes to a close. Next week will be the best of Travel World selections from the archives as we head off to sample the cuisine and the attractions of Iceland.
We'll talk about the cuisine. You can sample it.
Oh, yes, one of the
goat's testicles.
Yeah,
and
pickled ram's testicles. It's an ancient Icelandic tradition. No wonder they
left.
Is that a main course for the sushi slush?
No, different end of the world. I'm not going to try either.
I like things that smell like sushi.
No, yes.
Yeah.
I got to. When you go to the cream
He likes things that smell like sushi but taste like chicken, right?
I got to tell you about
tastes
a place
like
in
chicken.
Iceland.
Everything tastes like chicken. I forgot those alligators down there, southwest.
So why don't you just have chicken?
Like oh, because that's what they eat.
Maybe you have is not done choking them yet.
Yo, man. Good to have you here, man.
Good to be here, too.
Hey, yo. Is that you, yo?
That's me.
Hey,
every time you yell yo, he comes running.
Hey, yo.
He comes running, unlike the chicken.
Here, yo.
Unlike the chicken, he comes running. And 2 weeks down the road,
way,
Vic Phillips will be on the Riverwalk in San Antonio, the Adams Mark Hotel, San Antonio, Texas, blending the Southwest cuisine with the Mexican and the German influences of San Antonio. And then the 20th of May, Iceland, full report. People had been tuning in a couple of weeks ago for that.
Yeah, but now we're finally going.
So,
absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Check us out on the internet. LibertyWorksRadio.com/travelworld for all the details.
Another week's gone by. Stay tuned. Next week, we're going to be back with Best of Travel World. The week following, we're back from Iceland. Thank you for listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Farley.
And I'm the Yo Man.
Thanks for joining us.
Have a good week.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the Nascore Marketing Company.
This is Liberty Works Radio. If you'd like an audio...